This shiur is dedicated to Ilui Nishmos of Chaim Yisocha ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, our unforgettable friend Chaim Feigenbaum. He should be a Meretz Yosha for his wonderful family. We should only know Besoides Tovis. The topic we will be discussing this week is naturally Mitzvah Smila. Parshas Lech Lecho having such an immense mitzvah, which is so central to our very essence of being Yidden, of being Jews, how could you ignore Mitzvah Smila when you're reading Parshas Lech Lecho? So many times in the past, like probably every year, we come back to deal with different aspects of this great mitzvah. What I would like to be discussing today is actually the basic definition of Mitzvah Smila. There are three abstract possibilities, and after giving the three possibilities, I will suggest number four, which in my opinion is the most correct and reasonable definition of Mitzvah Smila. In Pashtus HaDvora, Mitzvah Smila is Kishmo Kein Hi Lemul VeLefroa. Mitzvah Smila actually has two parts, Mila and Priya. Some Achroinim suggest that Mitzitze is also an essential part of Mitzvah Smila, because from the basic sugya, it's mashma that Mitzitze is only a medical procedure. Hai umne dolomai it's mavirin lei, because it's a sakona for the child. And that caused the tremendous controversy about Mitzitze bismanaseh. So some great Achroinim, as a countermeasure to the Maskilim who try to be mevatel Mitzitze, argued that Mitzitze is not only a medical procedure to prevent sakona from the child, it is actually an integral part of Mitzvah Smila. At other opportunities, I dealt with this question, Bal Peh u'Bechsav. We will not come back to that today, but rather discuss the essence and the basic definition of Mitzvah Smila. Is it actually the Maisa, the act that we are to perform? Lamul v'lefroa. Or maybe the essence of the mitzvah is not the actual deed, but its outcome, its result. The Beis Halevi, Chelik Beis Mem Zayin, has a very famous and very lengthy discussion in which he argues that the essence of Mitzvah Smila is not the Maisa, it is the result. And the Beis Halevi argues it is actually a posik mufurish in the Torah. ויאמר אלוקים אל אברהם ויעתו אסביסי תשמרתו וזרחו אחריכו לדורסם זו אסביסי אשר תשמרו ביני וביניכם ואין זרחו אחריכו הם עליכם כל זכר. And the psukim go on until in posik yud gimel parsha yud zayin at the end of parshas lech lecho הם עולים על יליד ביסכו ומכנס כספכו והויסו בריסי בבשרכם לבריס אוילום. According to the Beis Halevi, that is what Mila is all about. It is a mitzvah nimsheches, and a person is makayim this mitzvah every moment of his life by the mere fact that he is chosum ba'ois bris kodesh. What is interesting to note, and is not that well known, is that this was a matter of argumentation between the two great Gedolim and Litter of that generation, the Beis Halevi on one hand and the Rabbi Tzela Peterburger on the other hand. And whenever I talk about this Mechloikis, I have a special hanoah, a special gratification, because Rabbi Tzela Peterburger isn't that well known for his lamdus, more for his musar. He was the greatest Talmud, the greatest disciple of Rabbi Saul Salanter. Doilem v'mashke metoides rabbi l'acherem, and practically everything we have from Rabbi Saul, we have from his Talmud, Reb Itzele. Reb Itzele Blaser was Rav in Peterburg, and that's why he is well known in the Torah world as Reb Itzele Peterburger. So he wrote the Koich Ve'or, and he printed Reb Yisrael's Torahs and Reb Yisrael's Shmusim, but he was also a tremendous Lamna, one of the greatest Gedolim and one of the greatest geniuses of the generation, as we see from the two chalokim in Shalas Yitzhuvah's Pri Yitzchok. And a Pri Yitzchok Chelik Beisim in Lamed, there is a letter that he writes to the Beis Halevi in response to the essay, to the siman that the Beis Halevi wrote on Mitzvah Smila. And a Bitzalem argues with the Beis Halevi in a very, very dakustike inyan, in nuances. The Bitzalem actually agrees that Mitzvah Smila is basically the result, the ongoing result and outcome of what the person actually does, and not the Maisa Hamila Likisha Atzma, Ela the Teitzoa. However, contrary to the understanding of the Beis Halevi, that the essence of the mitzvah is the positive result, according to the Beis Halevi, it is a result which in, by nature is a negative one, not to be an orel. Odom Yisrael shall not be an orel, he shall not have an orel. So on the Beis Halevi emphasizes, V'hoysu b'lisi b'vsarchem le'Bnei Yisrael, that is a positive connotation. Liyot chatum ba'ois bris kodesh. There is something positive in the ois bris kodesh. According to Rabbi Tzela, the essence of the mitzvah is a Yiddish kind, a Jew, should not have an oral, should not be an oral. You know, if it would be dependent on my opinion, I think that the Mishnah in Nedorim Daf Lamed Aleph is, it seems to be so obvious and so clear to me. In the same Mishnah, Chazal say, Gedoylehi Hamila Shenichnaso Ale Yud Gimel Bises, and then Chazal go on and say Meusahi Haorla. So I think these both are two sides of the same coin. The fact that one is not a Oral means that he is Chosum Ba'ois Bris Kodesh. So the Orla is Maus, and Mila is beautiful. Mila is Godol, Venizga, Vekodosh. So the Mishnah actually stresses both aspects, the negative one and the positive one, in the same Mishnah, Gedoylehi Amila, Meusahi Haorla. So basically, the argumentation between Rabbi Tzela Peterburg and the Beis Halevi is the definition of Mitzvah Mila, is it a positive nekuda, or is it basically a negative one, not to have an orla, or to be chosen ba'ois bris kodesh? But they both agree that essentially it is an ongoing mitzvah which a person performs all his life, and it is not just the maisa hamila, hasola sa'orla, gilui ha'atora, mila, priya. No, essentially, the importance of this mitzvah and the definition of the mitzvah is actually in both different aspects of the mitzvah. The Beis Halevi and the Pri Yitzchok both obviously have a very important source in the Gemara in Menuchas Daf Mem and Gimel. I do not recall at this moment whether the Beis Halevi brings the Gemara in Menuchas, but Rabbi Tzela definitely does. The Gemara in Menuchas Mem Gimel tell the story, Pam Achas Nechnas Dovid LeBeis HaMerchatz. Va'omar Oili Shani Oro Min HaMitzvahs. No Tfilin, no Tzitzis. Oili Shani Oro Min HaMitzvahs. Niska B'Milosoi Veneskararu Da'atoi. When he remembered his Mila, it was then that he was calmed and comforted. Even though he had no tefillin, he had no tzitzis, nevertheless, Ois B'Kodesh is upon him. So the question arises, his Mila was performed many years back, not by himself, but rather by his father. So why didn't he remember? He could have recalled, this morning I davened, I said Kriya Shema, I gave tzedakah l'aniyim, I learned Torah all day. Why did he have to go back tens of years to remember that Mitzvah Mila was performed on his body many years ago? So this seems to prove that Mitzvah Mila is an ongoing mitzvah. And as long that a person is alive, he is Mekayim Mitzvah Mila every moment of his life, which proves that that is essentially the gather of Mitzvah Mila. Lihiyot ma'ul, lihiyot chatum, ba'ois bris kodesh. Now Rav Itzela gives a counter-interpretation to this Gemara, because he does not accept the Hagdorah of the Beis Halevi. So Rav Itzela says that the concept of Orom in a Mitzvah does not deal with actually Kiyum HaMitzvahs. There are mitzvahs which a person could be Mekayim even in Beis HaMerchatz. He can't daven, he can't be Oisik B'Torah. He has on his body neither tzitzis or tefillin. But how about the mitzvahs tmidiyos, ahavas Hashem, yiras Hashem, emunas hayichud? You know, I wrote in various different places that I think a person could even think about the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his fear and emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Beis HaMeretz. So the issue is not whether a person is performing mitzvahs or not, but rather, that is the argument of Rabbi Tzel, rather, something is unique about tzitzis, tefillin, mezuzah. These are not merely mitzvahs that one performs. The essence of these mitzvahs is they are testimony that a person is an Eved Hashem. There are Taryag mitzvahs, but there are mitzvahs which are Machreiz al Ha'odom, that he is an Eved Hashem. The tefillin and the mezuzah contain the Pasuk of Kabbalah Samalcha Shemaim and various parshiyos of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. When you walk into a Jewish home, even before you made the first step into the house, Derech Bi'oscho, before stepping into the house, the mezuzah on his doorpost claims and declares, this is a Jewish home. This is a home which is dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a home which is Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemaim. And the same regards to Tefillin. And in Menuchas Mem Gimel, the Gemara says that tzitzis are a choysim shel tit. The loven is a choysim shel tit. And the tcheles is a choysim shel malchus. So what is unique about these mitzvahs is that there are machres ala odom, that he is an Eved Hashem. And there is no mitzvah which is the essence of avdus more than mitzvahs mile. So when David was in the Beis HaMeretz, he said, Oili, there is no mezuzah on the door, because the Beis HaMeretz is put on a mezuzah. There are no tzitzis on my garments, because I'm wearing no garments, and I have no tefillin. Niskar b'milos niskar radate, not because he is mekayim the mitzvah right here and now, but the mile is machrez al ha'odom, it is testimony that I am an Eved Hashem. I think the two different interpretations of that Gemara Menuchas Daf Mem Gimel actually have a basis. B'divreihem shel gedolei harishonim. Rashi in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed, and this is a fascinating Rashi. I think in Rashi we see very clearly the interpretation of the Pri Yitzchak. Rashi Kuf Lamed Omid Aleph. When the Gemara says, Sasonoi Chelem Rosachu Kamoitze Shul Rav, that is a remez for mitzvah Mila. Rashi writes, Mila Shi Yisrael Oisim Vesosim Aleo, the Kol Shara Mitzvot Einan Muchichot Kol Sho, Kigon Tfilim Vemezuzah Vetzitzes, the Einan Kishu Besoda, Vaorum Bebeis Amerchets, Avazu Meid Aleihem Laoilam, Kidemrina Bemenoches Bedovid, שראה את עצמו בבייס המחס ונצטייר, אולי שאני יורא מנמיצס ונסטקל במילוסה ונסייש ודארטרי. So, Rashi is very, very special. The Gemara doesn't appear in Shabbos, but the Gemara says, סוסנך אני נסך וכמוי צשור הרב, and Rashi says, other mitzvahs bear testimony that the person is an Eved Hashem, but not all the time, not all his life. And it is no coincidence that Rashi quotes three mitzvahs, Tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah. Because essentially, they are of the same nature. They are testimony that the person is an Eved Hashem. Va'al kulono, mitzvah mila. Because mitzvah mila is ongoing every moment of a person's life. So I think Rashi proves the point of the Pri Yitzchak. We cannot prove from this Gemara that a person is actually mekayem mitzvah mila every moment of his life. No. Maybe he's mekayem the mitzvah only once in his lifetime when his father does milah. The Gemara deals with a different concept. Not the kiyum of the mitzvah, but the essence of the mitzvah. Testifying on a Jew that he is different. That he is an Eved Hashem. V'hu chatum bo yisvus kodesh. But basically, the argumentation is, as I explained before, both agree that it's an ongoing process, The question is whether Shelo Yehe Oror O Sheyehe Mahor. Now, Tosfos, as very well known, twice in Shas, Megillah Daf Chof, Kiddush Daf Chof Tes. Tosfos asks the question, why do we need a posuk leftorat anashim mitzvos mila? Kasha tzivu elokim oisoi veloy oisa. It is a mitzvah to say shahazman gro. Mila is biyom velo belaylo. There are many tirutzim in the Rishonim. Maharach or zerua, Simon Yud Alef. Shalosh tshuvos Maharach or zerua, he's the son of Rabbi Yitzchak or zerua the great or zerua, his son was Reb Chaim. Tshuvos Maharach or zerua, Simon Yud Alef suggests a solution to Tosfos' dilemma. And he says, mitzvah mila would not be defined as a mitzvah sasei shazman grama because the mitzvah is the ongoing mitzias that a person is chosen b'yoyis b'skodesh. So a person is actually mekayim mitzvah mila every moment of his life b'yoyim v'belaylo. And it is not zman grama. There are many different rochim to be miyash of the kasha. Tosfos, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritva, the Tosfos Reid, and many others. But that is the response, the teretz of Maharach or Zerua. Maisa hamila is biyom velo balayla, but that is not essentially the mitzvah. Mitzvah mila is bein biyom bein balayla as long as the person lives and he is chosen ba'ois bris koinish. So I think the Maharach or Zerua is similar to the Beis Halevi, while Rashi in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed seems to be the understanding of the Pri Yitzchok. I wrote in Parshas V'yeru and Minchas Osho, dealing at great length with the concept of Zizun Magdim and Amitzvahs, that we find the Indian of Zizun Magdim and Amitzvahs only by a positive precept, a positive mitzvah, which essentially is Avodas Elokim. But mitzvahs she'ikaran betotza'ah, we do not find Zizun Magdim and Amitzvahs. If we would assume that mitzvah mila kol ikara betotza'ah, according to the Beis Halevi, and especially according to the Pri Yitzchok, if essentially the mitzvah is shelo yehe orel, would the concept of zizun magdim ala mitzvahs still apply? One could question the logic that zizun magdim ala mitzvahs would apply if the essence of the mitzvah is not in the actual Maisa Hamila, but only in the Tetzua. Whether the Tetzua is a positive one or a negative one, but especially, I think this question is relevant, especially if the Tetzua is a negative one, Shelo Yehe Oral, would we still say Zrizin Magdim Ala Mitzvahs? Which brings me to make a very, very basic point. It is clear to every bar das, and you do not have to be a great lamdan to understand this, because it's an instinctive feeling, an intuitive feeling. I think every yid feels that mitzvah mila is so awesome, so immense, so very special. Of course it is avoides elohim. It is not only a means to an end, shelo yehi oral. Not even Shiehei Chosim Bo'iz B'rizkoynish. Now, when we learn the Beis Halevi, it is not totally clear. He seems to argue that there are two different mitzvahs. I don't think he means two mitzvahs, because none of the Moineha mitzvahs deal with two mitzvahs. Two different aspects or chalokum of the mitzvah, Maisa Hamila V'Shiehei Mohul. I want to share with you my perspective, and that would be Derech number 4. Because we said three different drochim. The pashtus would be, the mitzvah smila is chituch v'priya. The Beis Halevi says no. Shiyeh chatum bo'iz v'skoydish. The Pri Yitzchok says shelo yehe oro. Dealing with many, many different mitzvahs for many, many years, many times I make the definition, the distinction between ma'isa ha-mitzvah and mahus ha-mitzvah. The actual act of the mitzvah and its essence and the mahus. And I think mitzvah smila is one of those examples. To me it is clear mitzvah smila is lamul. Lamul, that is the mitzvah. But the essence of the mitzvah, the mahus, the gedor, the chashivus is the outcome. Nitztaveinu lamul, v'nitztaveinu shiyehei odom yisrael chosom b'riyos b'zkoydish, kol yemei chayev, to prove that he is one of those shemal et besar orlato. When we go back to the basic psukim, it seems to be so clear to me. On one hand, va'atos b'isitishmo, zois b'risa shetishmo rabbeinu v'necha men zarecho achrechu, himol lachem kol zachar. It is as clear as daylight. The mitzvah is himol lachem, v'namaltem es besar olaschem. Two different concepts. Ben Shmoinis Yomem, Yemolachem Kol Zachar, that is the Maisa Mila. Voice of Isiv Sarchem, Levrit Olam. So, on one hand, of course, Mila is Avoidas Hukel. It is far beyond Avoidas Hukel. It is Mesirus Nefesh. So, the Maisa Mila is actually Mila Vepriya. But maybe the essence of the mitzvah, or at least part of the essence of the mitzvah, is Shiyehei Chosum Ba'ois Bez Kodesh. My feeling is that all the Rishonim would agree on this formula. The machlokes would be, how do we determine a mitzvah seishas mangroma? Is that dependent on the ma'isa mitzvah, or maybe on the essence of the mitzvah? And the mahus. So Tosis and the majority of Rishonim, Rabbeinu, Mefarshei Shas feel that because the Maisa HaMitzvah is beyond Valoi Belayla, this mitzvah should be defined as a mitzvah Sasei Shas Mangroma. While the Melacha Zeruah argues no. His reasoning goes that the essence of the mitzvah, the mahus, should determine whether that would be defined as a mitzvah Sasei Shas Mangroma or not. But it doesn't seem to me that there is room b'chlal for argumentation. Ma'isa ha-mitzvah is a mila v'ha-priya, which bear tremendous importance in avodas hukel, and therefore we definitely say zrizin magdim al mitzvahs. That is a gemara mefareshes twice in Shas, yom ha-chof ches and ha-psochem davdalad, kol yom ha-shmini kosher ha-mila, ele she-omri zrizin magdim al mitzvahs. The basic idea of Zrizin Magdim al HaMitzvahs we find in Shas regarding Mitzvahs Mila. I feel that this is clear also from the concept of a Tofes Dambris. When a child was born Mahul, or Nimol Shelo Kedin, Nimol Ali Degoy, Nimol Lifnei Shmoino, various different Machloikas in the Rishonim, but we do find the concept of a Tofes Dambris. When we can't perform Mitzvah Smila, we still have a Mitzvah Tofes Dambris. Well, if the child doesn't have an Orla, then he isn't the Orla. If the essence of Mila is Shelo Yehei Orla, or Afilu She'achosam B'yoyis B'zkoydish, he doesn't have an Orla. So the mere concept of a Tofes Dambris seems to prove to me that there is a Mitzvah of Mila. And if we cannot perform this mitzvah in its entirety, we cannot do neither mila nor priya for various reasons, then we still have at least the minimum of hatofes dambes. This would explain, on one hand, the majority of Rishonim do not accept the interpretation of the Melach HaZeruah. But nevertheless, I think no one would argue that there are two different and integral parts of Mitzvah Smila. Ma'isa HaMila, Sheyesh Bo Dinim, L'chad Man Domer B'Avodah Zorah Daf Chof Zayin, Mila demands Lishma, Nochri, Pasul, Lamul, Biyom Velo Belayla, all these halachas indicate that the Etzem Ma'isa HaMila is essential and it bears great importance. On the other hand, but in my interpretation, that cannot be defined as the mitzvah, but maybe the mahusa mitzvah, the tetzor of the mitzvah. But mitzvah smila is maisa hamila. This is a mitzvah which each person performs on his son, and his son, when time comes, will perform this mitzvah on his children. So this is my understanding, essentially, in the gather of mitzvah smila. I also have a feeling that mila's gerus, even though gerus is a totally different sugya, but I do feel that mila's gerus is, in a way, associated and connected, and maybe essentially the same as mitzvah smila shall kol od miyisrael. If you want to be part of Klal Yisrael, you can be that part of Klal Yisrael only by performing this mitzvah. Because this mitzvah is the basis. Avraham Avinu was the first Jew, and this was his first mitzvah as a Jew. Zois Brisi. This is the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham and his children. And therefore, a ger must do mitzvah to become a ger. Gerus and mitzvah smila shal yisrael are two mitzvahs, but ba'oimek hadvorim, I think that mila's gerus is because kol ben yisrael has the mitzvah of mila, and it is the first mitzvah a Jew is actually mekayim. An 8-day-old child, we cannot say he is mekayim aval mitzvah miskayem as bo, because it is so basic and so essential. And that is the basic bris, the basic bond, the basic covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bnei Yisrael. There is a big argument between the later Achroinim, could a ger become a ger if he can't do Mila? The Torah already discusses Ma'adin Kishenechta Chagid. Tosfos discussed the question Gershon is Gai Kishumo, Tovas Dambris. Avalam Nechta Chagid, he can't do a Tovas Dambris. Some are trying to maintain. If he can't perform Mila, then he could do Geres by Tfila Bilvad. Just like a Isha, just like a woman. But 100 years ago, there was a big controversy regarding a Ger, Shabores Gai, a Meso Echov Machmas Mila. He had two brothers that perished after being circumcised, obviously from hemophilia. And the halacha is Kotn Shemesu Shnei Achov Machmas Mila, Potom and Amila. Could he do Geirus? So a Rav printed a sefer in which he argued if he's Potom and Amila, he could be Megayim Belimila. Rav Chaim Moizu was Meicha. Most later Achroinim, Rabbi Tzelaponovich, Rabbi Zechi Yitzchok, the Achiezer, Rabbi Hesh Pesach Frank and Har Tzvi, they all maintain. He has an Orla. As long as you're an Orla, you cannot become a Ger. That is impossible. And therefore, with due respect, we will tell this non-Jew, it's wonderful that you want to be part of the Jewish people. Be content about being one of the Hasidei Umus Huoil. You cannot become a ger, because if you cannot do Mila and you have an Orla, Mila is Ma'akev. That is the opinion of most of the Achroinim of that generation. However, there is one opinion of dissent. Rab Teva Ladikla was one of the greatest Gedoylim in Galicia. Not very well known today, because he was an upcoming star, perished in the Holocaust, Hashem Yinkom Damo. I am very intimately familiar with Rab Teva Ladikla, because my great Rebbe, the Kloizenberg Rebbe, saw himself as a Talmud Muvak of Rab Teva Ladikla. So in Galicia, he was known by the name Rab Teva Dukla because he was a Rav in the city Dukla. His name was Reb David Zvi Zeman, and he wrote a sefer, Minchas Soilus, similar to the Minchas Chinuch. And a Minchas Soilus mitzvah based, that is Mitzvah Smila, he discusses this question briefly, and he writes, Kvar kosafti b'tshuva, that im meisu echov machmas mila, he could become a ger without mila. We weren't zoche to his tshuvas, so I don't know whether he brought rayas, how he proved his point, but he clearly states his opinion. And I personally see tremendous logic in this opinion, especially based on my fundamental understanding that mila of a ger, in a way, is the same as mila of a ben Yisrael. If you want to be proud of the Jewish people, one of the basics is lekones lebris, and bris is brisoy shel Avraham Avinu. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's covenant with his chosen people. And therefore, mila is an act of conversion. Mila is an act of lekones lebris. But in those same circumstances in which a Jew is potter min hamila, a ger is potter min hamila. Because mila is part of geres, because mila is a mitzvah. So I wouldn't have the chutzpah on my own to be cholek on Reb Chaim Oizer and Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank and Reb Itzel Aponovich and many other great gedolim. But I personally feel that the Minchas Soilus is very, very messed up. So we dealt today with definitely one of the greatest mitzvahs in Torah Hashem. And we dealt me'inyan le'inyan. Bezrat Hashem, many opportunities we will deal with this at greater length. I am on my way to Russia, and therefore I need to cut this shiur a bit short. So we spoke about Mitzvah Smila and its different understandings and interpretations, but what I made very clear is that Mitzvah Smila, however we might define and interpret this mitzvah, it is definitely one of the most significant aspects of Avodas Ukel. And a Medrash Rabba Parshas Lech Lecha, we find that Chazal say, Ava Malas Benoi, Ki Koyin Godel HaMakrav Korban Al Gam HaMizbeach. In a way, it brings us back to Akedas Yitzchak, when a father cuts the flesh of his newborn son. Is there anything that indicates Mesiras Nefesh more than this mitzvah? There's a fascinating Medrash Rabbah, Perek Mem Zayin. Nimoil Avraham. Omer Avabe Bar Kahana, Hirgish Venetztaya, Kedei Shich Polo HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Scharo. Rabbi Levi says, Mal Avraham Ein Ksiv Kan, Ela Nimol, Bedakat Atzmo Vemetza Atzmo Mahul. He was actually born without an Arla. Omer Rav Berachio, Behi Ita, Bauta Shah, Eker Rav Abba Bakhana Rav Levi, Amalo Shakrana Kazbana At, Hirgish Venetztaya, Kedesh Yechbala Kodesh Bohu Sechoroi. This is very uncommon language. Why was Rav Abba Bakhana so infuriated by what Rav Levi said? Rav Levi said, Avraham was born circumcised. He was born without an arla. Rabbi Abba Kahana is so annoyed. He says, Shakrana kanzbana nitztaya b'milosoi. What aggravated him so much? Especially, we find two different sources in Chazal. One is the Yerushalmi Masechet Torah, Tezvav Amedalef. Rabbi Abba Kahana ozel achad atar. Ashkech Rav Levi Yosef Edorosh. Kam Rabbi Abba Kahana v'nashkei b'roishei. V'omer zechiso. Rav Abba Bar Kahana heard Rav Levi teaching Torah. He was so moved, he kissed his head. So, obviously, Rav Abba Bar Kahana had tremendous respect and admiration for Rav Levi. There must have been something in what Rav Levi said which hurt him terribly. What is it? Why? I think it is only because Mitzvah Smila is so central. So central in the life of a Jew, in the Mesidas Nefesh of a Jew. It is not only one of the ten Nesiyonos, Asor Nesiyonos, Shenisnas Avraham Avinu. It is the covenant. It is the first mitzvah of every child, is Mekayem al Besoroi. It is the basis of one's personal Mesidas Nefesh. The Chasam Sofer writes in Tshuvas Yoredei Semeresh Memhei, by medical definition, Mila should be a Sakona. It is only a Shmira Delaila. Shalofen Verevovis Nemoilem Ve'ein Peretz Ve'ein Tzvacho Berechoi Voiseinu. And that is why Chazal Darshan the Posek Yolechu Horagnu Kol Hayom Ze Mitzvah Smila. And a Shabbos Kuf Lamed Omed Aleph, Chazal say Kol Mitzvah Shemosul Nafshom Aleyo Kigon Milo Adayin Mekaymen Oiso Bisimcho. Mila is a mitzvah in which even Jews that were so far from total observance had Mesidas Nefesh for Mila. And sometimes the Mesidas Nefesh was extremely tangible. Many years ago, I heard a story. I didn't hear it from the Moel, but rather from somebody that heard it from the Moel. In the days before the Berlin Wall was torn down, torn asunder, in the days of communism in Russia, there were Yidden of Mesidas Nefesh. And there was a Moel, Elabavitch Chosa, that used to travel great distances to be Mekayem Mitzvah Smila. And once in a few months, he used to reach distant towns, and sometimes young couples, families were waiting for a month or two till they could perform Mila. And he said once he came into a house and he sensed immediately tremendous tension. The mother seemed to be at the edge of her nerves. And as he did the Mila and the Priya, he didn't even finish bandaging the baby. The mother snatched the baby out of his arms and with a frenzy started kissing that baby in a crazy fashion. After a few moments, she apologized and gave the child back to the Moel. When the ceremony was over, she approached him and she explained the way she acted. She said she wasn't sure that she would be oimid in this nesoyin to have bris mila. So she swore that she wouldn't kiss her baby until he was circumcised. Almost 3 months passed since the baby was born and she didn't even once kiss him, which tore her apart emotionally. So now that the Moel was in her house and he performed mila, she couldn't bear it any longer. She snatched the baby out of his arms and kissed him 1,000 times. To compensate for 3 months in which a mother didn't even kiss her baby once. And I cried when I heard this story. What a story. What a form of Mesidas Nefesh, in a way, tremendous Mesidas Nefesh. I think I once read in the Kovno Ghetto Diary, I may have picked up the story someone else, but I think it's in the Kovno Diary. People gathered in a house or in a basement in secrecy
to perform Mila. And somebody stormed into the room that the Gestapo was outside, and it's a routine check. So immediately they try to put everything away and hide everything. They shouldn't see that Mila is being performed here. And the mother yelled that Jay should immediately go on with the Mila. And she explained, if they will be killed, she wants her baby to die as a Jew. Not to die before his Mila, but rather after he is Mohur. These are stories of Mesiras Nefesh, especially Mitzvah Mila, because Mitzvah Mila essentially is a personal moment of Mesiras Nefesh. When a father and mother take their newborn baby with all the love they could muster and actually cut that baby's flesh, inflict a wound, that is Mesiras Nefesh. And that is what Chazal say, Ki olechu aragnu kol hayom, and the Chasam Sofer says, that Mitzvah Mila gives every Jewish child a Shmira Delaila Lamala Mederach HaTev. There is a Halacha in Hilchas Mila Simereish Samech Daled, which has no obvious halachic explanation. Bakol Malan Afilu B'Tzor V'B'Zchuchit U'Bakol Dover HaKoyres Mitzvah Mena Mufchor Lamul B'Barzel V'Nahagu Kol Yisroel Lamul B'Sakin. Why would that be a mitzvah min amufra? So the Prisham Despat gives an explanation based on the Medrash. When David threw that stone and he hit the forehead of Goliath, Goliath HaPelishti actually had armor, a rock thrown by a young lad, couldn't pierce his armor. The armor of the ancients was to keep arrows and spears out. How could a rock pierce the mighty armor of Goliath, who was the greatest warrior of the Pelishtim? So the Medrash says it was an ace, and the steel armor opened up to let that rock through. And that is the way David killed Goliath. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the steel that Mitzvah Mila will be his, and in every generation, every Jewish child will be Nimoil Bebarzel. A beautiful explanation, but usually halachas demand halachic definition, and halachas demand halachic interpretation and explanation. According to the Chasam Sofer, I might suggest a different approach, which isn't totally halachic, but somewhat closer to halachic definition. In Hilchos Shabbos Shin Chof Ches Siv Zayin, we learn that Makkah Shel Barzel is always considered a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana. We wish to perform mitzvah in a fashion that B'Derech HaTeva would be a Sakana, we should be Zoichet to the Shmira Dela'ele Lamala M'Derech HaTeva. And therefore, mitzvah namifchal omar b'barzel, makash al barzel, is defined chodesh yesh b'sakana. That is the way we wish to perform mitzvah smila, in accordance to the explanation of the Chasam Sofer. Lekayem ki olechu horagnu kol hayom, zo mitzvah smila. And it is then that the child gets a shmira del eilam min hashamayim, which a kodesh baruch hu bestows upon him. So the Balaturim and the Posak Mi'al Elonu HaShomayimo comments, this Posak is Rosh Teves Milo and Sof Teves Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya on one hand indicates phenomena that is Namala Mederech HaTeva, on the other hand Shem Havaya is always Rachamim, two sides of the same coin, the coin of Mitzvah Mila. On one hand, it is Lamala Mederech HaTeva that a father and mother perform this mitzvah, and therefore they are zeichet to a special Mide Gedusha of Rachamei Shemayim for them and for the Rach HaNimoil. Umaltem es olas levavchem. Mila is to be performed not only on our flesh, also on our hearts. Shakodesh Bohu, Yamulatola Tevavenu, Vahasiroti et Leva Evan Mikurbecha, Venusati Lacho, Leiv Boso. We shall always be Zoicha. Lekeves Elohim, Lemesiris Nefesh, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu should remember us, all the nesiyonos of Avraham Avinu. Rachmonei Kolan Zchusi de Yitzchak Akeda, and the Mesiris Nefesh of Avraham Shomad, Basor Nesiyonos. We should be Zoicha to Geula Soilam, Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin, Bebias Goel Tzedek, Bemheiro, V'yomeinu, Amen.